talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Last night, as I got home, about a half past ten, there was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool. Let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria.
Good morning. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the road. This week's home theme song was Take Me a Letter, Maria by R.B. Greaves. In addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Ashley Rowell. In addition to our radio show, Talking About Home, we also published Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which we organize, and that's coming up 3 weekends from now, February 2nd through the 4th at the North Charleston Convention Center. Well, we've got a great show lined up for you. We are detailing some of the highlights of the Charleston Home and Design Show, and today we'll be talking with some of our sponsors, Atlantic Bedding and Furniture's Stephen Rudnicki, Limerick Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Kim Petros, Kaylin Davis with Owners Incorporated, Brittany George with Shelf Genie, Jody Crosby with Crosby Creations Home Designs, Andy Stevens with Pineapple Pools, Kirsten Williams with Grill Masters of Charleston, and also Jacqueline McCauley with Advanced Window Fashions. But I did want to mention some of those are some of our sponsors. I also wanted to make everyone aware, the Charleston Home and Design Show, February 2nd through the 4th, free parking all weekend long, sponsored by Wade Paint Company and also Delaware Elevator of the Low Country. And also our home show party sponsors are Limerick Plumbing, Heating, and Air, and also Coastal Stone Flooring. Have a great weekend. And talking to us now is Steve Rudnicki with Atlantic Bedding and Furniture. How you doing, Steve?
Hey, Tim. How you doing today?
Just fine. Just fine. We're very proud to have Atlantic Bedding and Furniture as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show happening February 2nd through the 4th at the North Charleston Convention Center. So thanks so much to Atlantic Bedding and Furniture for being a sponsor, Steve.
Excellent. Yeah, absolutely. This is our third year in a row now doing the home show with Charleston Home Design. We always have a great time, meet a lot of great people, and it's just a fantastic event that we're happy to be a part of.
Well, that's great. Steve, take a moment and tell everyone about Atlantic Bedding and Furniture.
Atlantic Bedding and Furniture, we just celebrated our 17th anniversary here in the Lowcountry. We're family-owned and operated. We're also female-owned. Christina Tononi, our owner, her family has owned it since the inception. We're located on Rivers Avenue in North Charleston, carry a wide variety of home furnishings and basically everything for every room in your home. We've got everything from living rooms to bedrooms, dining rooms, mattresses, home accessories, you name it, and you can find it at Atlantic Bedding and Furniture.
Gotcha. And where is Atlantic Bedding and Furniture located?
7400 Rivers Avenue. Right at the intersection of Rivers and Ashley Phosphate, nice and close to I-26. We're located right next door to Petco.
Gotcha. And in past interviews for our radio show, I have mentioned that there's so many for people that are building custom homes and doing big remodel projects, there's so many showrooms in North Charleston that they'll have to visit to pick out their countertops and tile and flooring and what have you. And while you're up there, we always encourage you to stop by Atlantic Bedding and Furniture, because when you're redoing your space or you're building a new home, You may think that your existing furniture will work, but oftentimes it doesn't. So it makes sense, while you're spending $100 bills like they're dollar bills, why not go into Atlantic Bedding and Furniture? And you're going to get a pretty good deal there too, aren't you?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we have people who come in all the time with samples of we're putting in new flooring, or we're painting this room, and we want to get new furniture to update the space as well. So they bring in all sorts of different samples of what they're doing to renovate their current home or their new one that they're building and things like that. And we always work with them to freshen up the space and revamp whatever they're working on.
Yeah. Steve, what will Atlantic Bedding and Furniture have on display at the Charleston Home and Design Show happening February 2nd through the 4th?
So we've got a lot of new looks. We always bring in some of our coastal features. We love that low country vibe, that coastal design. And we've got some brand new, really nice, big Comfy is in this year. We're going to just be coming back from market in Las Vegas. The Las Vegas market is going on January 28th to February 1st. So if we look a little tired in the booth that first day, it's a little bit of jet lag. It's going to be a long weekend, long week for us before leading up into the home show. But we'll be up there raring and going. But the best part is we're going to be coming in with some fresh ideas, all the new trends, all of the new looks, the new design styles. That are going to be showing up at market in Las Vegas are going to be fresh in our heads. So, anybody who's looking for the latest and the hottest trends in furniture and home accents and design and things like that, we welcome them to stop by our booth, because we're going to have all of that just fresh in our heads coming straight from market in Las Vegas this year.
Well, that's great. That's great. And, you've got that word bedding in your name, Atlantic Bedding and Furniture. You've got some of those beds in a box, right? How do those work?
Yep, absolutely. Those are great. And actually, we're really excited. We carry a number of different ones in our lineup, including Nectar and Dream Cloud and their new hybrid line as well. But I just received word actually from our regional sales rep with Nectar and Resident Home that they're actually going to be launching a new line at the market in Las Vegas while we're there. So we're going to be excited to see what's going to be coming on that side of the industry and inside that space, to see the Las Vegas market tends to be a very high bedding one as well. So we're going to see a lot of new mattresses, lineups, new mattress toppers and pillows and sheets and all that kind of stuff really tends to load out at the Las Vegas market. So it's going to be a very sleep heavy week for us there, and we're going to be excited to bring some of that stuff back to the Low Country with us.
How do those bed in a box work? Are they inflatable, or how do they manage?
Vacuum sealed, so they suck all the air out of it. They have it in the plastic, and they basically just like one of those little vacuum sealers that people use in their kitchen all the time and things like that to toss stuff in the freezers. It does the same thing to the mattress. The box is perfect. It fits in a trunk. It fits in a back seat. It's nice and easy to be able to take it home with you right from the store. We have them in stock in our showroom, so you can just toss that right in your car and take it home. And it takes usually anywhere from like 6 to 10 hours to fully off-gas and inflate. You'll hear that little hissing as soon as you start to unroll it. They give you a nice little kind of like safety cutter, so you slide it along. And I mean, it pops up pretty quick right away, but usually within 4 to 6 hours, it to be almost 90% completely ready to go, and you can usually sleep on it the same night.
And those are like a memory foam kind of thing.
Some of them are memory foam, some of them are hybrids, where they will have the steel coil springs inside them as well as the memory foam. So there's a variety of different styles available. Yes.
Gotcha.
And we have them in all sizes, different comfort levels, firm ones, tight tops, plush ones, pillow tops, you name it. They all come in a wide variety of styles and sizes.
Well, we want everyone to come out to the Charleston Home and Design Show February 2nd through the 4th and to see Atlantic Bedding and Furniture. But in the meantime, how can folks get in touch with you?
They can check us out at our website, which is atlanticbeddingandfurniture.com. Feel free to give us a call at 843-530-1369 or check us out on social media. We're on Facebook and Instagram. All sorts of great ideas for the home and the space on there as well.
All right, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Stephen Rudnecki with Atlantic Bedding and Furniture, one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, happening February 2nd through the 4th at the North Charleston Convention Center. Thanks so much, Steve.
Thanks, Tim. Look forward to seeing you in a few weeks.
And talking to us now is Kim Petros with Limerick Plumbing, Heating, and Air. And we're very proud to have Limerick Plumbing, Heating, and Air as a sponsor of the Charleston Home and Design party that is happening at the Charleston Home and Design Show. The show's happening February 2nd through the 4th, and the home show party is Friday, February 2nd from 6 to 9. How you doing, Kim?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Good, good. Kim, take a moment and tell everybody about Limerick Plumbing, Heating, and Air.
Yeah, definitely. Limerick Plumbing, Heating, and Air has been really fulfilling light commercial and residential plumbing, heating, and air conditioning needs of the Charleston area for more than 50 years. So our team provides excellent customer service and is really dedicated to ensuring our staff is informed and knowledgeable, so we're able to meet all of your commercial and residential spaces and keep them safe for you and your family and your business.
Well, that's great. That's great. How did it, can I just ask you a side question? How do you know how the name Limerick came about? Is that the initials or two partners' names? Or
it is two partners. Our owner, David Miles, actually acquired, I believe, Lim Bakers somewhere around 2008. And then shortly after acquired Richter's Heating and Air, which made the name Limerick.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha. Okay. Yes. Well, very good. Well, what would you say that if you were to describe the services and some of the HVAC and plumbing equipment that Limerick Plumbing, Heating, and Air provides. Can you describe maybe some of the brands that you folks sell and the services that you provide?
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, people think we're just a plumbing and heating and air company, but what we do every day really affects, you know, the water that you drink or the air that you breathe. So the products that we install and the manufacturers that we align ourselves with are the best quality, but more importantly, it's how those products are installed in the home. So we like to think that we're really the best in the business.
Mm-hmm. Very good. What will Limerick Plumbing, Heating, and Air be displaying at the Charleston Home and Design Show February 2nd through the 4th?
Well, we're very excited to be a part of the home show for the first time. We're going to have different representatives from our business, different employees from different departments to answer any questions that anyone might have. We're also going to throw in a few pretty great raffles, and we look forward to presenting our monthly Comfort Club and its benefits to anybody that's interested.
Excellent. And what would you say sets Limerick Plumbing, Heating, and Air apart from some of the other HVAC companies in town?
I'm definitely going to say our customer service and our customer experience. From the first initial phone call when you call Limerick to the constant communication throughout the day to the completed project, we really thrive on providing the best customer service possible. We're a company that stands behind our work, which means that we'll continue to provide the best service until the customer is completely satisfied.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, good deal. Well, on another side note, I have to tell you that I have the highest respect for heating and air technicians, because, you know, when you think about the trades out there, you know, carpentry, they learn carpentry. An electrician learns electrical.
Right.
Plumber is learning the plumbing. When it comes to heating and air, they have to, your technicians have to know the mechanical aspects of the HVAC trade. They have to know plumbing because it involves plumbing.
And absolutely.
Then, and then they have to know the electrical end of things. So it's really quite a crossover. So I have the highest respect for HVAC technicians out there. And I'm sure you folks employ some really good people.
Yes, we certainly do.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing Limerick Plumbing, Heating, and Air at the Charleston Home and Design Show, February 2nd through the 4th at the North Charleston Convention Center, and especially at the Charleston Home and Design Show party, which is 6 to 9 p.m. on Friday. And for the first time ever, the party is, we have free admission to everyone, and all the vendors will have catered food at their booths. And so and there will be a cash bar and a live DJ. And I think the great thing about coming to the party is, and I think back to my days when I bought my first house, I was so obsessed with fixing it up and everything. I would spend my Friday evenings at the home improvement store, and so a lot of young couples out there, they can make it a date night if they wanted to come to the Charleston Home and Design Show party, which is Friday, February 2nd, sponsored by Limerick Plumbing, Heating, and Air. And walk around, see all the different booths, see what kind of different food people are serving at their booths, and you never know what is going to be being served at the very next booth. So it kind of encourages you to walk around and see all the different vendors. And there'll be a cash bar, live DJ. It's a fun way to go to a home show. And we hope everyone will come out and see Limerick Plumbing, Heating, and Air. And in between that time, what's the best way that folks can get information about Limerick Plumbing, Heating, and Air?
Yeah, definitely. They can give us a call at 843-225-2665, or they can visit our website at www.limerick.com.
All right, good deal. And Limerick is L-I-M-R-I-C.
Correct.
Limerick.com. All right. Well, we've been talking with Kim Petros with Limerick Plumbing, Heating, and Air, sponsor of the Charleston Home and Design Show party happening Friday, February 2nd from 6 to 9 p.m. Free admission thanks to Limerick Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Thanks so much, Kim.
Thank you.
And talking to us now is Kaylin Davis with Owners Incorporated, and we're very proud to have Owners Incorporated as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show happening February 2nd through the 4th at the North Charleston Convention Center. How you doing, Kaylin?
I'm doing well, sir. Doing well. Appreciate the opportunity.
Good, good. So Owners Incorporated, that doesn't really describe what you folks do. Can you tell our listeners all about Owners Incorporated?
Absolutely. So Owners Incorporated was created, one, to help out the homeowners in need. Instead of sending people to multiple contractors and having to deal with all of that hustle, we decided to create a company that gives you everything you need with one conversation. And so the beauty of that is you call into Owners Incorporated. We've got multiple companies within our umbrella of Owners Incorporated with specialists over each one. And they are seasoned in what they do. They know they are professionals in what they do, and they can help in every single area, bring in an oasis of your backyard, home, everything that you invest in to life.
Okay. All right. So Owners Incorporated, you must have a pretty extensive network of home service providers that you folks call on once a homeowner makes one call to Owners Incorporated and says, this is the project I have or the issue I'm having. And then you, Owners Incorporated, has your network of home service providers that you then assign to go out to that homeowner's house to fix the problem?
That is correct. So originally how it starts is you get myself. So I am the sales manager for Owners Incorporated. So I make the contact, I create a relationship and get to kind of see what the vision for the project is. And then we put you in line with whatever company that matches. So if it's you want to build a pool, well, we've got Royal Oasis and they are partner with us. And so they will come out. We will get you squared away with whatever design you want. We can build a pool. We can build the pool house. And if it's inside, if it's a renovation, then we bring Charleston Property Renovations in and that they are partner with us as well. And we bring them in and get your vision, get your ideas together, and then get you a quote, and it's all done with one phone call.
Oh, great. Okay, good deal. How long has Owners Incorporated been around?
So Owners Incorporated fully has been around for 2 years now. It started out with Palmetto Pool Doctors, which is our pool service company, and Low Country Lawn and Pools. And from there, it grew. So every time that we were at a house cleaning a pool, it said, hey, do you know anybody that does this? And it's like, well, yeah, I mean, I know people, but I want to be that person. And so we make sure that we are the funnel through everything that a homeowner needs. We make sure that we are the funnel, that we handle everything appropriately. And with a character that will stand the test of time. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. I recall there being another company like that. I don't think they're around anymore. And it was more or less like a subscription series, like you paid a one-time fee, and that accessed you to the various services under that umbrella. Do you folks charge a subscription fee or anything?
No, sir. No, we do not charge a subscription fee. We are looking more for the long term. So we want your business repeatedly down the road. And so to do that, it can't be always a transactional thing. It's got to be a relation-based idea and concept. And so that's where we strive, and that's where we truly are different. We have open and honest conversations. We get you to the point, and we do it with a mindset that this is your investment. You're spending time and money in this, and we want to make sure that it is the easiest thing that you come across through all of the hustle and bustle and buying and building and redoing, renovating. So there's a lot that's involved in all of that, and we understand that. So we come with a willingness and an ability to help and provide and make that the easiest part of it.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds great. Well, what will when folks come to the Charleston Home and Design Show February 2nd through the 4th at the North Charleston Convention Center and they visit Owners Incorporated booth, what will they see?
So you'll get to see a little half of a pergola that we've built. You're going to get an idea of some of the options that we provide when you go with our pool design. So some finishes, some decking options. You're going to see some options there, as well as some handiwork from our renovation company. And you're also going to get to see some landscaping from our landscape side, some options that we provide and jobs that we've done along with pictures. And just a wonderful kind of setup of what we do, what we've done, and what we're honestly growing towards. Mm-hmm. And where we're pushing our company and where we're pushing our employees to have a mindset that is, the bigger picture and understanding that relationships, that good customer service truly needs to be the key here.
Well, that sounds great. Well, we want everyone to come out and see the folks at Owners Incorporated, one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, February 2nd through the 4th at the North Charleston Convention Center. But what's the best way for folks to reach out to Owners Incorporated in the meantime?
So ownersinc.co is the best form. We're on social media, as you get to see a lot of the jobs that we're working on currently, a lot of the projects we are posting nonstop, because we think interaction obviously drives a lot of business. So we like to make sure that everybody sees the full picture of what we do and not just the upfront pretty stuff. We take pride in keeping every job site clean and orderly. And so we get to show that off throughout our social medias. But ownersinc.co is the easiest way, and it takes you to every branch that we have.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Kalen Davis with Owners Incorporated. Thanks so much, Kalen.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And talking to us now is Brittany George with Shelf Genie. And we are so proud to have Shelf Genie as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show happening February 2nd through the 4th at the North Charleston Convention Center. How you doing, Brittany?
I'm well. Thanks for having me. It's definitely a privilege to get to be one of the sponsors and be involved in the home show.
Oh, well, we like to align ourselves with good quality businesses like Shelf Genie. And anyone who has ever attended the Charleston Home and Design Show in the past, as soon as you walk in the entrance, you see this beautiful display that that Shelf Genie has right at the entrance. And Brittany, can you talk about like what you'll be displaying at the show, and you know what your display looks like?
Yes, absolutely. So we really strive to set up a display that feels like a showroom. We want it to actually feel like a showroom that would be in your home. So it's a full cabinet display where you can imagine what your home would look like underneath the sink, underneath the cooktop. And, you know, I mentioned the cooktop, maybe you have a gas stove. So we make sure to display it in a manner where you can see how custom our solutions are, that we've even accommodated for that gas line in your custom pullouts. We also display our glide outs with over 100 pounds of items on all the different shelves, because each individual shelf holds up to 100 pounds, and so you'll be able to see that. And another feature that I really love is we have a wine solution displayed, and that's always fun to be able to creatively store and beautifully store your adult beverages.
That's great. And talk about how easy it is to integrate some of the Shelf Genie pull-out shelves and storage solutions into someone's kitchen or in their vanity or even in some of the other parts of the home without it causing a great deal of remodeling and that kind of thing.
That's exactly what we work towards. We want it to be a seamless process where the homeowner is not having to go through a remodel. It is a design consult where you and the designer create this fantastic solution system for what works in your home. And then we build these custom all real wood made in the USA with veterans. We built these solutions, and then we come install them in your home. Most projects are only a 1 to 2 day install, so there's no significant downtime. You're not having to replace your entire cabinetry or replace your vanity. Maybe you might consider outsourcing to someone to maybe do like a little facelift and just paint the exterior. But because your kitchen or your vanity or your maybe your linen closet, because it now feels custom, it feels like a whole new space, and you fall in love with your space again because it's functional.
Mm-hmm. Right. And a lot of folks that will be coming to the Charleston Home and Design Show February 2nd through the 4th, they're experiencing some sort of a problem or something's missing. They want to update their home or specifically the kitchen area, and replacing all the cabinets can be very, very pricey. And working with Shelf Genie, you can make you can update your kitchen and make it more usable without having that big expense of replacing cabinets.
Agreed. One of the newer solutions that we've rolled out is for the families that don't like all that counter clutter. We've rolled out this knife block solution and cooking utensil solution that goes into one of those smaller inconvenient cabinets. And now it becomes convenient because your counter is clear and that cabinet has a purpose. This solution will be displayed in our showroom at the show. But what's great about it is the materials it's made of. It's self-sanitizing. You don't have to deal with all the because it's microban, you don't have to deal with all the worries of, is this going to make my family sick? And then again, your counter is now clear. We've gotten that knife block off the counter. We've gotten those cooking utensils off the counter. So we're there to serve everyone. If you're looking for more accessibility, if you're looking to clear the clutter off the counter, or if you're just needing more functional space because you have cabinets, but they don't work for your needs, we can make them functional.
Well, there you go. Well, everyone to come out and see Shelf Genie at the Charleston Home and Design Show, February 2nd through the 4th. But if they want to reach out to Shelf Genie before then, what's the best way to do that?
Our website is super convenient. www.shelf. I think I may have dropped a W. www.shelfgenie.com. You can go on there. You can see our solutions. You can also secure an appointment on there or ask us to contact you.
All right. That sounds great. Well, we've been talking with Brittany George with Shelf Genie, and we're so proud to have Shelf Genie as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show. Thanks so much, Brittany.
We look forward to seeing everyone. Thank you.
And talking to us now is Jody Crosby with Crosby Creations Home Designs. And we are so proud to have Crosby Creations Home Designs as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, happening February 2nd through the 4th at the North Charleston Convention Center. How you doing, Jody?
I'm doing well, Tim. How are you?
Good, good. Jody, thanks so much for being a sponsor of the Charleston Home and Design Show. And talk about what Crosby Creations Home Designs does to help homeowners and what you'll have on display at the show.
Absolutely. I would love to do that. So we are a full service custom home and renovation design firm. We also provide options for stock plan purchases, you know, like internet plans and that sort of thing. We've got over 15 years of homes designed under our belt. So we do have a pretty vast library of different offerings for those stock plans. Our custom home design end of things is just basically the same that it sounds. We do custom home design for homeowners that are not looking for a stock plan, but looking to maybe fill a certain wish list, maybe needs, just, you know, based on needs as far as maybe aging in place or needing to accommodate maybe some in-laws or aging relatives and that sort of thing. We take their wish list, their need list, and create a 100% custom set of house plans for them. We design around any municipality needs, any municipality requirements, any architectural review boards, HOAs, and that sort of thing. There's a lot of technical information and data that we need to sort of insert into our design, and we always take those things into account. The renovation end of things, renovations and additions, we do apartment garages, we design barn dominiums, always a fun word to say.
And what was that word again?
Barn dominiums.
Barn dominiums.
So, yeah, they're trending right now. So they have been trending for a few years. And we've done, you know, small scale and large scale additions. There really and truly isn't a project that's too small or too large for us to handle. And we really enjoy working with our homeowners and just getting to know what they need and listening to sort of what their thoughts are and being able to throw some ideas out there and give them some, you know, just some things to think about. A lot of times people will sit in a house and they'll kind of get stuck into a box. So when we come out and we have some fresh ideas, we find that our homeowners really, really love to hear that feedback.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much what we do. There's a lot to it, but that's a small summary.
Well, a couple of takeaways that I just got. Number one, a lot of times people that are maybe looking to build a home, they will start looking at house plans online. And I know that you have talked to some homeowners that became your customers that said, you know, yeah, I spent money for these online house plans, and they didn't work out for the property, to use on that particular property that they own and things like that. And then the other thing is just having a plan, having not trying to wing it or relying on just the advice from the contractor, to actually have a plan going into a project is so important, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I think that there's a lot of value to using different companies that are experts in their fields. A builder is an expert builder. A designer is an expert designer. You know, you wouldn't want me going out and plumbing your house because I'm not a plumber. So I think that it's important to be able to build a team of experts in their fields. We can assist with landscape, you know, pairing up with a landscape architect and pairing you up with a structural engineer. I just think that it holds a lot of value when you can build a good team to really have all of the knowledge that you need to have a seamless project from mm-hmm. start to finish.
Yeah, and it's not just Crosby Creations Home Designs helps homeowners beyond just new construction. I just happened to notice a project that you were involved with a master suite addition for a homeowner on their house.
Yeah, we do those. We do a lot of master suite additions. It's probably 20% of our business, Tim.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, that's great. Well, we're very proud to have Crosby Creations Home Designs as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show. And you'll be able to talk to homeowners about their projects and what they want to get off the ground in 2024 at your booth, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I would love for anybody that's interested in chatting with us about a potential project to stop by. We're going to have a computer set up. I'll be able to do some quick searches. One of the things that really is important to know whether or not you have a viable project is just knowing what your lot and what your neighborhood and what your county or town or municipality can handle. And I can typically do a lot of that research on the spot. And I would say that, you know, usually 9 times out of 10, a potential client can come in, talk to me, and they can walk away knowing whether or not the project that they want to do is even feasible, which I think is really helpful.
Well, great. Well, we're so proud to have Crosby Creations Home Designs as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show coming up, happening February 2nd through the 4th at the North Charleston Convention Center. And how can folks get in touch with Crosby Creations Home Designs in the meantime?
Well, you can always find us online at crosby-creations.com, or you're welcome to call the office at 843-998-0505.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Jody. Looking forward to seeing Crosby Creations Home Designs at the Charleston Home and Design Show February 2nd through the 4th. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And talking to us now is Andy Stevens with Pineapple Pools, and we're very proud to have Pineapple Pools as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show happening February 2nd through the 4th at the North Charleston Convention Center. How are you doing, Andy?
Very good. How about you today?
Good. Andy, take a moment and tell everyone about Pineapple Pools.
Pineapple is a relatively new company. Just started a few years ago. And it came out of my experience in the pool industry, but also environmental consulting before that. So what we do is custom design swimming pools, spas, and fountains using kind of the latest 3D modeling software. We specialize kind of in challenging builds that are over confusing terrain or in the low country. Generally, it's water that'll get you if we're close to the ocean. The pools that we do are all concrete, so gunite and shotcrete construction, which are just different methodologies to install the concrete shell. And in terms of customizing, there are really unlimited options for tile, plaster, grout color, pavers, both natural stone and artificial. And also we do minor repairs, remodeling, things like that come up for clients, which happens routinely.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. What kinds of options are people looking for in terms of their wish list for their swimming pool?
I feel like more and more people are leaning towards pools that include spas. And often when they'll ask, you know, should we put a heater in? Should we put a spa? Usually my answer is just sort of nudge them towards the spa and the heater, just because with such a significant investment, it'd be nice to use it 11 and a half months out of the year rather than just 4 or 5 months out of the year.
Right. That makes sense. Right. Yeah, it does. And we have a pool heater, and it's instead of heating 10,000 gallons of water, you're talking about just the amount that goes into a spa. So it's definitely going to be more cost effective for folks too.
Well, absolutely, absolutely.
Well, Andy, what will Pineapple Pools have on display at the Charleston Home and Design Show?
Well, we're going to have some samples of materials that we use. We're also going to have some really a plethora of photographs and displays of projects that we've done, and also a variety of little treat and giveaway kind of things for the people that are intrepid enough to head out.
Great. And for folks that you're talking to at the Charleston Home and Design Show February 2nd through the 4th, if they want to go ahead and pull the trigger on the project, how soon before they'll be able to swim in their pool?
So that's a good question, and that hits on one way that I'm different as a pool company, that Pineapple is different, is that when we build one at a time. Other pool companies may be inclined to get started on projects, but that can tend to stretch it out over a number of months. So when we start, we go from start to finish, and usually it's in the neighborhood of 2 months, depending on the complexity of the build. What that does is it puts both the start date for folks in something very in a spot that's very known, but it also puts the end date too. And right now I'm booked out, but I'm in a position probably to get folks in pools by close to the beginning of summer, if they're towards the front of the line.
Gotcha. Well, that's great news. And you said you started Pineapple Pools after having a background in the swimming pool business. Were you can you talk about that a little bit?
I did. I worked for a couple different local companies and learned a good bit from them. Prior to that, I was with an environmental consulting company, and I think that's really where kind of the direction of how I run this company came, in terms of giving clients really excellent communication. The hardest part of doing a project like this, much like a remodel or an addition to a house or building a house for that matter, is customers really it generally is real hard for folks, and it'd be hard for me if I was in their shoes to not know what's happening. So I make it a very strong point to communicate and perhaps over-communicate with them every day that work happens, exactly what happened, why it happened, what work was done, why it was done, what the sequence is, so they know when they go to bed each night what's happening the next day and what happened the previous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. You can never communicate too much, and especially when homeowners, there's certain expectations. They might think that, why hasn't this contractor been working on my project for a week or something like that? And some contractors are not good at communicating, but that's not the case with Pineapple Pools for sure. Well, we want everyone to come out and see you at the Charleston Home and Design Show, but in between now and then, what's the best way to get in touch with Pineapple Pools?
Best way is through website or email communication. That's www.pineapplefps.com is the website, or andy@pineapplefps.com, or my phone number, 843-696-7866. And that receives texts as well. So any of those, and you'll get either an answer right away or within just a few hours.
Very good. Well, we've been talking with Andy Stevens with Pineapple Pools, one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, happening February 2nd through the the 4th at the North Charleston Convention Center. Thanks so much, Andy.
Thank you very much.
And talking to us now is Kirsten Williams with Grill Masters of Charleston. And Grill Masters of Charleston, we're very proud to say, is one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show coming up February 2nd through the 4th at the North Charleston Convention Center. How are you doing, Kirsten?
I am well, thanks. How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Kirsten, take a moment and tell everyone about Grill Masters of Charleston.
Well, in a nutshell, we started off about 9 years ago cleaning and servicing grills. We saw that there was a little niche here in Charleston and a need for it. So I kind of took a leap of faith and taught myself everything I know. And over the years, we have expanded to have a small showroom. We've been open now a little over a year, and we specialize in anything outdoor. So all outdoor cooking, outdoor kitchens, freestanding grills, fire pits, anything as small as you want to, as big and as extravagant as you want.
Well, that's great. So Grill Masters of Charleston, when you first started, you were helping homeowners by cleaning their grills.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've grown the company organically to now you're selling grills and you can help folks with outdoor kitchens. And who does the design for because oftentimes when it comes to someone says that I want an outdoor kitchen,
yes,
but how is it going to be laid out in relation to the rest of the backyard?
Yes. And I am very fortunate in that aspect that we are, I have a very young designer. He is fresh out of Clemson, and landscape architecture was his background. And he has come on board to help us out. And I will say that we are family owned and operated through and through. So, without going into any more detail, he is the one that we send out to do the designs. If it's something that it's just, the landscape's already there, we need to fit in a cabinet, this is the space, to a full landscape design, he is the one who is capable of doing all of that.
Excellent. Well, that's great. That's great. So, Kirsten, what will Grill Masters of Charleston have on display at the Charleston Home and Design Show February 2nd through the 4th?
Yeah, we are going to have probably more than I can fit in the booth, which is usually my conundrum, truth be told. We are going to be bringing in two displays. One is going to be a custom-built display that he is working on right now, and we are going to match that up, or probably vice versa, match up an existing display piece that we have selling that as a package deal if we're lucky enough to, and that'll be discounted for the home show only and specifically. We'll have a couple of Challenger cabinets out there. I'll have some freestanding units out there. Primo probably more than likely will be out there. So I haven't narrowed down all of it yet, but there's going to be a lot going on. So pizza ovens, portable grills, little electric grills. So fun stuff that people can come and, accessories, all of it.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So yeah. The displays you mentioned, those mm-hmm. are like outdoor kitchen displays?
They are. We have one. It's an XO display. It's going to be a 36-inch grill. There'll be a 24-inch under-counter refrigerator and a trash pull-out. And it's in an island that's roughly 7 to 8 feet. And we're going to be matching that up with a little bar island that we are building right now. And that is going to just house an apron front sink and some storage. And it'll have a bar overhang for seating. And we'll be letting that go for, some rock-bottom prices. Like I said, I don't want to bring it back with me. So...
Right. Oh, that's great. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good deal. Well, how Grill Masters of Charleston was part of the Charleston Home and Design Show last year, and
yes.
You folks had a good show last year. Talked to a lot of good homeowners.
We did. It was probably our most successful to date. We've done a couple of them. I was very pleased with last year, which is why we're doing this again, and I chose to be a sponsor. Just getting some good, I'm a talker, so I do love to talk to people, meet with people. And I'm kind of a dork because I truly love being outside. I love grilling and I love educating people about their grills, and helping them to, you know, whether it's salvaging what they already have and let's get it rebuilt, let's get you back up and running, or retrofitting a new one into an old space, or just giving them something new because they've moved or they're building. All of that is, I can talk for hours about it. So, yeah, I'm kind of a dork. So,
what's your favorite thing to grill?
I love putting a whole beef tenderloin on the rotisserie and just letting that go for just shy of an hour. It comes off at a perfect rare, and you just let it rest and then slice it, and you're good to go. It needs nothing else.
Oh, wow. That sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, good deal. Well, we want everyone to come out to the Charleston Home and Design Show February 2nd through the 4th and to see Grill Masters of Charleston. And in the meantime, how can folks get in touch with Grill Masters of Charleston?
We are located in West Ashley in the Taste of Thai Shopping Plaza, and that's at 874 Orleans Road. We're right next to 526 almost. And then obviously I have a website, grillmasterscharleston.com. They can reach out to me via my website. Mm-hmm. It lists almost all of the brands we sell, gives you some before and afters of what we really do. And of course they can feel free to call 843-926-0046.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Kirsten Williams with Grill Masters of Charleston, and thanks so much to Grill Masters of Charleston to be being a sponsor of the Charleston Home and Design Show, February 2nd through the 4th at the North Charleston Convention Center. Thanks so much, Kirsten.
Thanks, Tim. I appreciate it.
And talking to us now is Jacqueline McCauley with Advance Window Fashions, and we're very proud to have Advance Window Fashions as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show happening February 2nd through the 4th at the North Charleston Convention Center. How you doing, Jacqueline?
Good. How about you?
Just fine. Thank you. Well, Jacqueline, thanks so much to Advance Window Fashions for being a sponsor. Take a moment and tell everyone about Advance Window Fashions.
Yeah, absolutely, Tim. So Advanced Window Fashions is a custom window treatment company here in Mount Pleasant. We have been around for over 20 years, family owned. We have a full Hunter Douglas gallery, a showroom that you can come in, see the products, play around with them. We also sell other vendors as well, maybe outdoor shades that you're looking for. We also do cleanings, and we are actually the only service center in the area. So if you have a repair that you need, you can also come to us for that.
Fantastic.
And drapery. Drapery, too. We're there for that.
Draperies are very, very popular, aren't they?
They are. They're actually coming back around.
Mm-hmm. Well, good deal. Well, Advanced Window Fashions, you folks always have a beautiful display at our home shows. Talk about what Advanced Window Fashions will be displaying coming up February 2nd through the 4th at the Charleston Home and Design Show.
Would love to. I'm looking forward to the home show. We are going to have our Hunter Douglas shades per usual. We always like to showcase those. We're going to have different ones. So some of them will be the manual operation you can see. And then we'll also have demotorization that you can see and play with as well, just kind of bringing the gallery to you. We're going to have our drapery fabric, some of them, because obviously there's a ton of selections, some hardware selections that you can look for, and just being able to see how that would work and look on a window. And then we're actually able to sell a little bit of a furniture line, so we'll have a couple of those options as well for you to look at.
Oh, what kind of furniture will Advanced Window Fashions have on display?
So we will have a bench, and I'm not quite sure on the other item quite yet, but we do have a bench that has storage. It's kind of like a big ottoman. We currently have it here in our showroom, and we just want to bring it into the home show as well, just to be able to show. But we can offer elk furniture, so it goes anywhere from candle holders to mirrors to end tables to benches, ottomans, things like that.
Cool. Well, what are some of the more popular window treatments that people are choosing these days at Advanced Window Fashions?
Cordless options, for sure. Honeycombs are popular. Those are the duets through Hunter Douglas. Woven woods, a lot of people like that coastal look here in the Charleston area. Shutters, the Palm Beach shutters are a very high demand as well. Again, depending where you're at, you can go that traditional look, or you can, if you have a view you want to look at, you can go with the larger louver size. So shutters, they allow that light, honeycombs, they help with the heat that we have down here, and the wovens with that natural look, coastal look down here. Those would be our top three products.
Gotcha. And motorization has gotten very popular lately. How dependable is it? I know some people are not real tech oriented. Are they going to have any trouble with the operating with the motorized shades?
I think personally, and obviously I'm in this field, but I think it's pretty easy. It's come a long way since I did start a while back. It's all Bluetooth now, and most people are familiar with the Bluetooth features that come on a lot of different technology items, such as door locks, things like that. You can use a remote, you can use an app. It's actually with Hunter Douglas, what they have is if there is an issue for whatever reason, you can pull it up on the app and it kind of tells you what it is, and you can even let us know and we can troubleshoot it from our side, which is really, really cool. But I would say that there aren't a lot of issues. They've taken a lot of those bugs out over the years. Having it Bluetooth versus Wi-Fi makes it a lot easier to operate. They have a 5-year warranty. Most vendors anyways have a 5-year warranty. If something's going to go wrong, it'll go wrong during that time period. But it's super user-friendly, whether it's on the remote or it's on an app or voice controlled. It's super easy.
And do you have to run wires inside the walls?
You can. You can also go battery operation. If you're building, we especially like to recommend going hard wire, where you can have the wires pulled, and if that's the case, you can connect with us. We'll show you what we're looking for, work with your electrician, or maybe you're already built or you just don't want to do hard wire. You can do battery operated. You can do regular battery, or you can do rechargeable batteries, which I think is sleeker. It lasts a while. Easier to just recharge and not have to worry about, you know, going to Costco and having to buy a bulk of batteries and having right. to keep doing that, right? Long term, it's easier. So you could go either option. You don't have to wire, but if you're building a home, we love to hardwire because you don't have any extra obstacles in the window. You don't have to worry about those battery changes down the road.
Right. But you have a non hardwired option though, which is important.
Correct.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, good. Well, we want everyone to come out and to the Charleston Home and Design Show February 2nd through the 4th, and especially to see Advanced Window Fashions at the show. And in between now and then, how can folks reach Advanced Window Fashions?
Absolutely. You can check our website at advancedwindowfashions.com. We're on Facebook and Instagram. Just search Advanced Window Fashions. You can call us. And you can text us at 843-881-8858, and we will respond that way.
Excellent. We have been talking with Jacqueline McCauley with Advanced Window Fashions, one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, happening February 2nd through the 4th. Thanks so much, Jacqueline.
Thanks, Tim. Have a good one.
You've been listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.